This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Superior Court Judge John Feeney has sentenced 23-year-old Caden Chandler to 10 years of supervised probation and a year in county jail after he pleaded guilty to two counts of felony gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and one count of misdemeanor driving under the influence causing injury. Chandler was behind the wheel when he lost control of a Toyota pickup on Highway 36 in February of 2015. The pickup slammed into a tree, and the impact killed passengers 19-year-old Kendra Lewis and 21-year-old Savannah Kindred and injured 22-year-old Bradley Thumler. The district attorney's office asked the judge to sentence Chandler to prison, but he suspended the sentence and imposed the jail sentence, a 3-year ban on driving, 1,000 hours of community service, including speaking to younger people about the dangers of drinking and driving, and other terms of probation. Chandler was taken into custody following yesterday's sentencing hearing, and if he violates probation, he faces 12 years in state prison. The sheriff's office has issued a press release in honor of former Humboldt County Sheriff Gene Cox, who was shot and killed in the line of duty on this date in 1982, just days before he was scheduled to retire. Cox, who was known as the sheriff who didn't carry a gun, he left it in the glove box, had gone to a trailer park to assist in a dispute between a tenant and the park manager. That tenant, Clarence McCutcheon, was armed with a rifle and shot and killed Sheriff Cox before he was then shot and fatally wounded by Eureka Police. Cox began his law enforcement career with the Arcata Police Department before he joined the sheriff's office. He was promoted to undersheriff in 1962 and then served as sheriff for 16 years, from 1966 to 1982. The Eureka Police Department has issued a press release regarding a shooting outside the Les Schwab Tire Center on Broadway Monday evening. It was just after 6 o'clock when reports of shots fired were called in, and when officers reached the scene, they found that the tire shop and a vehicle in the parking lot had been struck by rounds. The business was open and there were people inside, but no one was injured, and detectives are actively investigating leads into the incident. No suspects have been identified. There have been 30 traffic-related fatalities on Humboldt County roads this year, including 3 that occurred between Wednesday and Friday of last week. The coroner's office has identified the 29th traffic fatality as 28-year-old Martin Arredondo, who was the driver of a pickup involved in a single-vehicle collision near Shelter Cove early Friday morning. Arredondo lost control of the truck that also had 7 passengers, and it left the roadway and rolled down a steep embankment. Arredondo was ejected from the truck and suffered fatal injuries. The cause is under investigation, and impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.